All right, everyone, ready to dive in. Today we are tackling a topic that I think anyone running a business in California is all too familiar with and probably pretty tired of hearing about.
I bet.
Yeah, but it's important. We're talking about labor compliance. It's kind of a beast.
Right.
But fear not, intrepid listeners. We're not going to spend this entire deep dive doom-scrolling through the California Labor Code.
No way.
Nope. Instead, we're going to do what we do best. Sift through the noise and extract some useful insights.
Love it.
Today's source material comes from, it's a good one, name of source.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
It's packed with info, a little dense, maybe, but that's why you've got us to break it down for you. And we're particularly excited to dig into the role of technology in all of this. Because let's be honest, keeping up with California's ever-changing labor laws is enough to make anyone reach for a bottle of, well, something strong. But tech is stepping up to the plate to maybe, just maybe, make things a little easier.
You got that right.
So let's set the stage a bit first. You know, California, it's often seen as a pioneer when it comes to workers' rights.
For sure. The Golden State's always pushing the envelope on worker protections.
Exactly. And that's amazing. But, you know, I do sometimes wonder if lawmakers there ever sleep, because the sheer volume of laws, amendments, regulations, it's a lot to keep up with.
It really is.
Especially for, you know, smaller businesses, you know, mom and pop shops, startups, folks who might not have a dedicated legal team or HR department to help them navigate this stuff.
And the stakes are high, you know, because one wrong step can land a business in some seriously hot water.
That's a good point. It's not just about knowing the rules. It's about applying them correctly.
Consistently.
In every single situation. Yeah. Mm. And California's employment law, it covers just about everything.
Everything.
Pretty much. I mean, you name it. Wages, hours worked, breaks, overtime, leaves of absence, safety in the workplace, you know, record keeping, all of it.
Wow. Okay. So just for our listeners who might be tuning in, maybe they're thinking about starting a business in California. Good for them.
Yeah. Or maybe they just moved there and, you know, want to make sure they're on top of things.
Okay.
Where would you even suggest they start? What are some of the absolute must-knows, like the big flashing red light areas of California labor law that they can't afford to ignore?
Okay, well, first off, I am not a lawyer, so this isn't legal advice, folks, just some friendly pointers.
Oh, it's good to have that disclaimer.
Right. But to answer your question, yeah, the biggies are definitely the wage and hour laws. California's minimum wage is, well, it's higher than the federal minimum wage, and it keeps going up. And then there are really specific rules about overtime. California employers, they got to pay overtime for any hours worked over 8 in a day, not just over 40 in a week, like federal law.
Gotcha.
Meal and rest breaks, those are another hot topic. California, they're very strict about when employees need to get those breaks, how long they have to be, even when those breaks can be interrupted.
And it's not just the what, it's the documentation too, right? Like, you can't just say, yeah, we give everyone breaks. You got to be able to prove it.
Exactly. Paper trails, timesheets, all that good stuff. It needs to be meticulous.
Which honestly sounds kind of exhausting.
You know what else is exhausting? Dealing with a wage and hour lawsuit.
True. No one wants to deal with that.
And then, on top of all that, we've got all those different kinds of leave California offers.
The leaves.
Paid sick leave, family leave, pregnancy disability leave, it goes on. And keeping track of all the eligibility rules for each one, it can be a logistical nightmare.
I bet. Okay, I think we've sufficiently scared everyone now. So let's talk solutions.
Let's.
We've painted the rather bleak picture of just how complex California labor compliance can be. And, you know, I'm guessing some of our listeners are out there like sweating a little bit, maybe having flashbacks to some close calls they've had.
It happens. But the good news is that technology is, you know, kind of swooping in to save the day.
Tell us more.
Well, just take something as simple as time tracking, right? We're not talking about those old school punch clocks anymore.
No more punch cards.
Gone are those days. Now you've got these automated systems that can track employee hours down to the minute, you know, using biometrics or even GPS.
Wait, GPS, like you can track where your employees are all the time.
Some companies do, yeah, especially for like field workers or delivery drivers, but
yeah.
It definitely raises some privacy concerns.
It does. So listeners, if you're thinking about using GPS tracking, proceed with caution. Make sure you're consulting with legal counsel to ensure you're not stepping on anyone's toes. You know,
totally agree. But getting back to the technology, you know, it's not just about tracking hours. It's about automating a lot of those tedious compliance tasks that used to take up so much time and energy, like leave management, for example.
Yes, the leaves.
Yeah, California's got a whole alphabet soup of leave laws, CFRA, FMLA, PDL, and they all have different eligibility requirements and paperwork.
The paperwork. So much paperwork.
I know, right? But these leave management systems, they can take a lot of that hassle off your plate. They can track accruals, manage requests and approvals, even alert you to potential compliance issues before they become a problem.
So it's kind of like having a virtual compliance officer right there in your software.
In a way, yeah. And it can be a huge relief for both employers and employees because it takes the guesswork out of it. No more wondering if you're eligible for leave or how much time you can take.
Makes sense. And what about payroll? That's another area where California has a knack for, shall we say, adding layers of complexity.
Oh, absolutely. Calculating wages in California, it's not just about multiplying hours worked by an hourly rate. You got to factor in overtime, meal and rest break premiums, different types of deductions, and make sure you're withholding the right taxes. It can be a real headache, and one tiny mistake can throw everything off.
So this is where payroll software comes in.
Exactly. Modern payroll systems can do all those calculations automatically, ensuring that employees are paid accurately and on time every single time. And it's not just good for the employees, it protects the employer too. Because let's face it, nobody wants to end up in a wage dispute, right?
Right. So it sounds like technology is really stepping up to bat here, providing some much needed support for businesses trying to navigate the, shall we say, dynamic world of California labor law.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And I think we're only just scratching the surface here. As technology keeps evolving, we're going to see even more creative solutions emerge. Imagine AI-powered systems that can predict potential compliance issues before they even arise.
Wow. That's next level stuff right there. So for our listeners, here's a thought to chew on. If you could have any tech tool to help you with California labor compliance, what would it be? Think big. No idea is too wild.
Ooh.
All right, that's going to do it for this deep dive into California labor compliance and the amazing ways technology is transforming this space. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check back next week for another fascinating topic.
See you then.